Welcome to the best of the tie-in.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the tie-in. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Tanner Watt. He's been part of the Reverb team for 14 years, starting with the organization in 2012, coordinating sustainable diesel for tours and working as an assistant project manager. Tanner has worked his way through the ranks and now leads Reverb's artist, industry, and brand relationships as his role as director of partnerships. We are super excited to speak with you, Tanner. So thank you for making the time.
But my favorite thing about Luck is, you know, we created a campaign called the Music Decarbonization Project back in 2023, where we started by focusing on what issues are creating most carbon at live music events. One of the first pieces we looked at was pop-up power for music festivals, diesel generators, not on-road vehicles, so they don't have to qualify for the same sort of emission control systems that you see on diesel vehicles on the road. They're used because most festivals happen in a place that has nowhere near enough grid power or local solutions to power these. You know, they're building a huge stage or building this thing. And with Luck, it was the perfect example of how that campaign is supposed to work, because Matt Beiser and his team, who have always been amazing to work with, were not only excited to try the new stuff, but the first year we did it, we were able to use battery power on the stage. The second year we did it, we were able to expand those efforts and get rid of diesel generators throughout the venue itself. Then the third year, Matt and his team took it upon themselves to do even more, to expand grid power in locations where they knew they could eliminate using more diesel, looking at shuttle systems to get people to the concert to cut down carbon there. So the teach a man to fish idea is really exciting to me, especially with Luck. And it's one of those things that's already so special that it's kind of the perfect backdrop for it. Granted, it is a smaller event, and sometimes smaller events are easier to scale these solutions to. But the fact that that team has really taken something that we started with them and made it part of the entire ethos of that event of okay, how can we do better next year? How can we continue making this a cleaner, better event? How can we find more ways to support not just the environment, but the community? You know, Luck has their banquet the day before the festival that supports all of these amazing Texas-based hunger organizations. They have nonprofits out at the festival itself. They're finding ways to support people and the planet every chance they get. And I think that, to your point, the signage and educating folks, it's a cool thing, right? You want people to know you're doing it, not only because it's super interesting, but there's value to the events themselves and to the companies putting on the events that people know these things are happening. You know, if you're doing it bad, nobody's putting up signs saying, man, you use 9,000 gallons of diesel at this event. Isn't that great? You know, but when you're doing something, whether it's supporting a community organization, it's a great value for these companies to be able to show the fans that they're doing these things, and then to be able to use that platform to actually connect the fans with those community organizations and with those national organizations, showing them how they can touch and feel ways they can be involved in these solutions. I think that's what makes it even more powerful, right? It's we can do what we can to reduce the impact on the carbon of our industry. But if you look at the pizza of all of the carbon on the planet, the live music industry is a teeny, teeny little slice. Being able to use it to engage and inspire and win hearts
and amplify.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Around whether it's environmental or social causes, it's just such a magic. It's a magic industry. And that's one of the reasons I really love being able to work in it, is that it's one of the last things where when you're watching live music, when you're connecting with an artist, when there's a song you fall in love with or an album you fall in love with, it's one of the only things I can think of where it's truly an emotional connection. People are connected to the music they love in a way that's different from even film or television or, physical art or sculpture, which are all amazing ways to express yourself and amazing creative expression forms. But music has something special to it that's, I really think, a magic connection. And when someone's at a show, there's some sort of openness to their heart and mind that makes it easier to put positive ideas in their head, you know, and I think that that's something that Luck and even the larger festivals have really worked to do, you know, whether it's convincing someone to check their voter registration or to learn about a local community organization or to volunteer their hours to work at a community farm, whatever that thing is. I think that there's a real magic and real potential to shift culture in a way that has much bigger implications for the planet than even just our own industry.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Like a couple things come to mind. I mean, one, it's like a blueprint, right? I mean, what you're doing there, and it's a replicable blueprint, right? Because I mean, it's the same sort of setup at every event, you know, even whether it's a 10,000 person event or 100,000 person event. I mean, it's just bigger in scale, which is incredible. Yeah, and the voices that you have to amplify those messages. I mean, even with Coldplay, I mean, we're seeing them now. They just started off the North American leg of their tour, and it's powered by batteries, right? The Show Power guys are powering that entire tour with their battery system. So, I mean, and they're huge, you know, huge advocate for this and decarbonizing. So, I mean, it's incredible the amount of reach that they have. But it's like but we do have to make sure that people understand that it's happening though, because, you know, if you do your job right with batteries and renewable energy and, you know, everything looks good, it looks seamless and nobody really even notices, right? People notice even less when there's not waste and when there's not stuff and everything's moving in the right direction, right? So how has Reverb really leaned into that sort of education side, or are you doing that? Is it more subtle, or are you more overt in terms of awareness?
I think that in most cases, it depends on the artist and it depends on the event. Any tour that Reverb is on, we're focusing on either environmental cause campaign issues front of house or social cause campaign issues front of house. Backstage on any Reverb tour, there's different pieces of the puzzle being put together to reduce carbon everywhere we can, to collect data so that we can understand better the impacts that we can't eliminate, to do things like donating unused food from catering and sometimes concession to local food organizations who can then distribute it and use it for folks that need it in the communities. Things like collecting hotel toiletries, which blew my mind, you know, the idea that every little bottle of shampoo in every hotel that you go to, regardless of whether you open it or touch it, gets thrown away the next day for health and safety issues. So we have our tours collect all of those and then we donate them to organizations to make sure that they get used and then recycled. So backstage, there's a host of different, you know, solutions being put together. Front of house, it sometimes is social action, sometimes it's environmental action, sometimes it's the crossover of both. But that's really something we believe is up to the artist, right? Like, we don't want to tell people what to care about, but we believe that everyone cares about something. Yeah. So if you go to a Tyler Childers show, you're learning about community support issues. You're learning about addiction recovery in Appalachia and how Hope in the Hills and Healing Appalachia, the organization that he supports, has done all this amazing work in that community. You're learning about the work that Reverb and the Nalgene Water Fund have done to address pollution issues and water access issues in Appalachia, where some of it is climate related, some of it is coal mining, you know, closed coal mine pollution related, some of it is infrastructure related, some of it is economic related. But every show you go to, it's a different issue. If you go to a Billie Eilish show, you're learning about climate issues from Reverb. You're learning about the impact of plant-based meals through her organization, Support and Feed, which is another great partner of ours. Mm. And fans are learning that, oh, wow, okay, if I take a pledge to eat one plant-based meal every month, I'll get this amazing report back at the end that will show me how many thousands, tens of thousands of gallons of water I saved, thousands of tons of carbon I prevented, and really engaging fans around the idea of animal-based agriculture and that impact on the planet, both the carbon, the methane, and other impacts, and the idea that what you eat matters. So it's different causes that we're using the platform for, but it's always part of the show, and it's always branded as part of the tour and done in a positive and solution-based way. We don't ask artists to say things from stage. We don't ask artists to, you know, to change their show. Everybody's there to see the concert, to have a good time. But when a fan sees, oh, wow, this artist that I love so much cares about this issue so much, if I care about that issue or if I learn more about that issue, somehow I'm closer to that artist that I love so much. And Reverb works really hard to bring in national campaign organizations, sometimes global campaign organizations, but also to identify and bring out local community groups doing the same sort of work in every community a tour visits, so that fans can, you know, get the big picture idea, but then also see a way that they can be part of a positive solution right there in their own community. And I think that when you can touch it and feel it and recognize that it's something that actually impacts the community that you live in and that you're familiar with, that makes it much realer and makes it closer to the heart. Mm-hmm. And then again, it's got to be positive, right? Nobody wants to go to a concert and get bummed out. Nobody wants to, you know, be told they're the bad guy because they didn't know about this in the past. Or, you know, it's about teaching somebody about an issue and then exciting them about some kind of positive solution that's easy to be a part of.
Yeah. And really, non-political, right? And non-political.
Exactly. Yeah. If everything were black and white, if it was conversations around, oh, we're the good guy because we see things this way, you're the bad guy because you don't, not only are you, you know, losing the chance to have a meaningful conversation and potentially, you know, empower or engage someone to change their opinion or to change their behavior, you're actually empowering the other side of the issue. Because the minute someone makes you the bad guy, the other side is ready to open their arms and say, hey, you're not the bad guy, we'll make you feel, you know. So it really has to be solutions oriented.
Hey everybody, thank you so much for listening. We'd love for you to like, subscribe, and share. We do this because we love doing it, we believe in what we're doing, and we believe in the amazing guests that we have. So please share this with a friend and a colleague and spread the word.
Our designer is Aaliyah Kane. Music is by Peter Chapman. Social media is by Sharon Ewan. Our editor and producer is Rachel Werbel.